Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Ana de Armas says that her new movie with Sydney Sweeney has a threesome relationship. Sounds like it's going to be a hit just for that one scene. Just wait until fat blue feminists hear this and get triggered by it. But then again, maybe she's just saying that because she knows the film is bad and is trying to salvage some of the box office. I think this might be the remake of Brokeback Mountain that we all need. Just take my money already. Moving on, we have a liberal activist that was brutally raped in Haiti by a black man, and he blames white men for doing it. But what I want to know is this the before, after, or possibly during photo? Maybe his fantasy was to be raped by a 10-inch dark man. Plot twist though, this is the real before picture for this liberal activist. Maybe the rape turned her into a masculine presenting woman too. At least the Haitians didn't eat him, I mean her. Number three, this pianist stabbed her boyfriend in the groin before dousing him in bleach, after he refused to have sex with her. Someone needs to teach women how to handle rejection. I'm just glad she got 7 years and not 7 weeks in prison. I'm sure there'll be plenty of guys waiting for her to get out of prison saying, "I can fix her." Women say that incels aren't entitled to sex with women, and I guess that means women aren't entitled to sex from their boyfriends either. Up next for this guy, luck struck twice. First he won the lottery and then he met the love of his life a few days later. Is it any shock that women are gold diggers that try to run away with the man's money? You just know that the moment he loses all that money, the love of his life will also vanish, if she doesn't vanish with the money herself before then. The moral of the story for most men looking for love is, you are ugly and not poor. Moving on, looks like Taylor Swift endorsing Harris turned more voters away from Harris than it attracted. Maybe all the Swifties got pissed off that cat lady Taylor Swift was telling them to vote for anti-cat Kamala. Imagine you thought you were doing good for your own political team only to have your endorsement have the opposite effect. She's like a soccer player scoring on her own net. With her on Trump's team, he can't lose. Moving on, we have someone also inadvertently helping Trump by attacking him. When Robert De Niro says that Trump thinks he's a gangster, that makes Trump look based. This coming from the same guy who made a living pretending to be a gangster. But we shouldn't make fun of him because it's a terrible thing watching old people go through dementia. Trump should thank little De Niro, who wears platform shoes to make himself look taller, for endorsing him without even knowing it. Number 7, Cooper has a super long list of requirements from her dream boyfriend. He has to be tall, young, and the top 1% of earners, as well as a whole bunch of other things. But seriously, anyone making between 300 to 500k a year doesn't have time for running or reading. This is the equivalent of every girl in medieval France saying that their dream boyfriend is a king. According to the female delusion calculator, the probability that ideal man comes along is only 0.084% of the population, and I'm sure that there are hundreds of women all after him at the same time. Up next, would you use your wood on Greta if she looked like this? I certainly would by covering her face and smashing the base, but I'm a Canadian and she's AI, so it would never work out. But if I couldn't cover her face, then the words of Meatloaf make the most sense. I won't do that. I think most of us would, but we would need to check her hourly rate to make sure we can afford it. Number 9, a guy caught his girlfriend cheating on him, so he waited for her to go out on a trip. And he gave all her stuff away to Goodwill and broke the lease and moved into a new apartment. She came home and found out that he knew about the cheating and called her meow ex-boyfriend asking for a place to stay. Don't you just love a happy ending? But I don't think this is it, because now she can go and sue him for theft and tell the cops he stole everything. He should have just put all that stuff in storage and given it back to her at some point. Moving on is the difference between sexism in 1917 and today. Back then, women didn't have the right to vote. Today, they complain about sexism more while having the right to alimony, child support, welfare, subsidized housing, Planned Parenthood, and more. In both cases, John the Soldier doesn't get to live. And today, John can't get laid while he was able to get married in 1917. The person creating this is also wrong thinking that this generation of men is willing to die for women. We aren't. Number 11, back in the day, dads had 3 to 4 kids. Today, kids have 3 to 4 dads. Isn't climate change crazy? That's how lefties think. They miss the real problems for the made-up ones. What's worse than climate change for our species is that half of the kids in America will grow up without a full-time father at home. Here's another story blaming global warming for more than 180,000 more grapes by 2099. How is anyone even supposed to prove that? Up next, here's the look that socialists get on their face when you tell them to redistribute their own wealth. What was Elon Musk thinking getting together with Grimes? At least I hope this is her. Maybe he was thinking he found a good Canadian girl like his mother, also from Canada. That would make his kids 3/4 Canadian. As for redistribution, I don't think she has much to redistribute except maybe all that green hair. Looks like an alien puked up there. Number 15, if Mr. Beast offered you $25,000 to never watch another WNBA game again, would you do it? In a heartbeat, considering that I've never watched a WNBA game before. If he seriously gave that kind of money out, he'd go broke. The better question to ask is, would you take $25,000 to be forced to watch all the games in 5 seasons of the WNBA? Would you sit there and be bored to tears for so little money? Moving on is another woman afraid of Donald Trump. Stormy Daniels fears Trump will try her for treason if he wins the election. Yeah, right, she's not that important, and she's just saying that to get some attention and stay relevant. If he really wanted to, he could have sent a hitman out for her right now. Besides, giving him bad sex isn't a treasonous offense. At least she has a tattoo of herself to remind herself of better days when things start to sag. Number 15, men prefer traditional and submissive debt-free virgins without tattoos. But finding women like that today in today's society is next to impossible. Besides, does anyone really think that any of these women are really virgins? These days, almost all girls lose their virginity in middle school in the West. And if I had to pick one of them, it would be the native-looking one on the top middle. Up next is a woman saying there's nothing more satisfying than being prettier than your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. Someone gets back to her and says that he's not going for just looks anymore because you taught him an important lesson. The funny part is that woman thinking she's good-looking. She's a 4 from Scranton, Pennsylvania at best. Women are the ones obsessed with looks and they always pretend that men are. Seems like this one is an alpha widow that hasn't moved on. Number 17, someone says, please caption this. Sure, no problem. This is the future of women once the sex bots come out. It's also quite unfortunate, besides never being able to see her feet again, she won't be seeing her 40th birthday either. Looks like little Debbie here ate one too many of her snacks and people call her Big Debbie now. Especially now that she looks pregnant with at least half a dozen toilet babies. Moving on, here's what it's like taking the dog pill. This woman's mother is talking to her neighbor saying that her daughter isn't interested in boys yet. It looks like she is, but mama hasn't taken that dog pill yet. This is far more common than most people realize. This is probably why Islam is smart to keep the canines away from women's cooches. Looks like Brutus there has quite the red rocket. The main question in America these days is it more moral to eat a dog or get smashed by one? Number 19, if you thought that Greta in a bikini was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now you know why Bill Clinton cheated on her with Monica Lewinsky. I'm sure some guys would get together with her only to under the threat of being suicided. As for me, excuse me while I go pour some bleach in my eyes. Too bad there's no brain scrubber to remove this terrible memory from my mind. Up next, women will cheat in relationships, and then when they get caught, and he breaks up with them, will post that she was the bird, and he wanted to cage her, even though he was the one that ended things with her. Yes, women are birds all right, and that variety of bird is known as the swallow. If you want to know how to make a woman cheat on you, treat her nicely and tell her that she's your world. Women hate nonsense like that. Number 21, this Mary teacher was arrested for sneaking into a 14-year-old home to sleep with them in his bed. The cops even swabbed the bed sheets and found her cooch juice all over it. Geez, doesn't this guy's mother ever change his sheets? Homie should have just washed the sheets and kept banging her instead of sleeping in cooter juice. I suspect his mother was the one that ratted them out when his bedroom smelled like an aquarium. Maybe we need to ban all female teachers under 60 until we finally find out what's going on here. Moving on, Post Malone says that women weren't interested in him until he was rich and famous. Imagine my shock. they still aren't interested in him. They're just interested in the money and status, and he'll find out in due course. They weren't interested in him when he was pre-Malone and alone. That's how women roll. This is the standard male experience, yet most blue pill men will still marry the first woman that gives them attention when they attain fame and fortune. Number 23, this 33-year-old woman says she has no problems getting dates, but claims that she's been dumped 30 times because they see her two kids as baggage. Well, at least they don't look like Africans. But where's the dad or dads? The guys that she went out on dates with had options, and once they saw the massive red flags of rugrats, they ran for the door. But if you ask her if she would date a single father, she would definitely say no. Up next, here's the difference between how people expect life to go and how it is in reality for almost 50% of the population of men these days. If the bottom one depicted a woman, there would be a cat tombstone next to hers. The moral of the story as a man is to live out of spite. Never allow them the joy of seeing you hang. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between when a woman's single and when she's ready to settle down. It's all over when she's got no eggs and an empty egg carton. Women in past generations had way more eggs because many were pregnant 8 times in their lifetimes. So as a result, they didn't release one every month. As for Barbie, Ken better have money for IVF for his plastic queen here. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.